Although it seems that this is really something very simple and straightforward, to live with the knowledge of Hashem and Hashem's presence, truthfully, it's actually quite distant from us. We can go through a day full of davening and learning, doing mitzvahs, but not really think about Hashem. The Chazon Ish writes a letter where he details a clear path for Avodas Hashem, but he finishes by saying, V'ha'ikar, the most important point is, Lizkor lefnei mi ata amel, to remember in front of whom you are working, you are toiling, you're trying. That's the main thing. Now, we might find this difficult to believe, that we aren't aware of the fact that we are working in front of Hashem. After all, I mean, what else are we doing? What is the mitzvahs that we're doing? Why are we doing them? Why are we davening? Who are we davening to? But let's consider this pasuk. Pasuk we say in davening. Ta'amu uru'u ki toiv Hashem. Pasuk David HaMelech said, Ta'amu uru'u, taste and see that Hashem is good. Now, what does it mean to taste? So let's think about this mashal that David HaMelech is giving us. You come to eat supper, and the table is set. The food is already on the table, ready to be taken. You see chicken, potatoes, rice, other vegetables. You sit down, you pick up your fork and knife, and you're about to serve yourself, when you're told, wait, 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 don't take anything. But why not, you ask? You're told, why do you need to eat the food? Don't you see it? Can't you see that it is here? You now know that the food exists. Isn't that enough for you? So, clearly, knowing the food exists doesn't satiate us. This is what the pasuk means. It's not enough to know that Hashem exists. We have to eat it. Meaning, it has to become a part of us. This is what the Chazon Ish means, that the main thing is to remember who we are working in front of. It has to be something which encompasses our thoughts and emotions and guides them. It has to be something we live with. The more we try to bring this thought to the forefront of our mind, the more it'll penetrate our heart and become deeply entrenched in our neshama. This is the meaning of the pasuk, Tzadik be'emunosoi yichya. Pasuk in Treyasar. A tzadik lives with his emuna, but it really means he lives by his emuna. He receives life and sustenance from his emunah. That's what fires him up. Once it becomes a part of us, we draw our life from this. We draw our life from our emunah. The more we taste this knowledge and feel it, we begin to experience the true pleasure of lehis'aneg al Hashem, even in this world. And that's what toiv Hashem means. As the Mesilas Yesharim already clarified, there's nothing else considered good in this world. Everything else is hevel v'shav, it's nothing. If we internalize and make this knowledge a part of our life, do we then begin to experience the good in this world, which is kirves Hashem? The Torah is also called toiv, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. Hashem gave us something good because it enables us to experience the closeness to Hashem and enjoy His presence. So, tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem, if we taste this knowledge, we make it a part of us, we internalize it, we start feeling and experience the goodness and the pleasure of being in Hashem's presence, of feeling His closeness. Now, the path to acquiring this knowledge isn't an easy one. As with all worthwhile accomplishments, there's going to be challenges, pitfalls, elevated moments, and times that we just simply don't feel it. But to motivate ourselves, let's just think about what we stand to gain by working on this. Then this knowledge, this way of life, is really the only way we can find Hashem. He exists, no doubt, but unless we can get that existence into our heart and our neshama, we haven't yet found Hashem. And if we don't find Him, we can't get close to Him. The point of our lives, as we have clarified, is to find Hashem and get close to Him. And that's what makes this so worthwhile, to invest the effort necessary in making this a part of our life. Working on making this thought, this knowledge, a constant companion and inspiration, living with Hashem, living with Emunah, and living from Emunah. At the times it is difficult, we have to remind ourselves that Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, every single tzadik that ever existed, experienced nefila, points in time where he fell. Times that he felt empty, abandoned, far away from Hashem, and any shred of Kedusha. Every single tzaddik who was successful got up, brushed themselves off, and forged on, only to fall once again, again and again. Seven times is not a literal number. It means many times, and much more than seven. But this process is how we acquire this precious madrega, this level of Avodas Hashem, to become tzaddik be'emunasa yichya. It can easily take years to accomplish, but it's years spent wonderfully well.